tried. I'm not ready. Go ahead.
I get the grilled bison and wild mushroom sauce.
Turkey with cranberry sauce is also popular, especially this time of year. It's a traditional entree on Thanksgiving, and it's one of the more popular offerings here. But it's just one of many. Richard Hetzler is the executive chef of the appropriately named Mitsitam Cafe.
The name actually comes from the Delaware Piscataway language. It means let's eat.
At Mitsitam Cafe, diners order entrees, soups, side dishes, appetizers, and desserts from various stations representing different regions, like the Great Plains or South America. They fill their trays cafeteria style and then sit at tables in a spacious and colorful dining room. While the dining is done upstairs, the cooking is done one floor below in a 9,000 square meter kitchen.
Hey, pull that last tray up top, Isaac.
Hetzler oversees a staff of about 60 and is in charge of a menu that features 75 to 100 different items inspired by native cultures from across the Western Hemisphere, like salmon from the Pacific Northwest coast, wild rice and watercress salad from the northern woodlands, and cornmeal masa cakes from Mesoamerica. The ingredients, from blueberries to beets, are traditional. But, Hetzler says, he puts a contemporary spin on the dishes.
To really put, traditional native foods together, it wouldn't work for the everyday person. But their cornbreads were very dry and dense because they needed to be able to, something that wasn't going to mold, something that was going to last.
That would be a hard sell to tourists, but masa cakes topped with vegetables and chipotle cheese sauce are not. As for the traditional Thanksgiving foods...
We know they would have probably eaten turkey because it was abundant and plentiful. Venison would have probably been on the menu. Would they have done a lobster bread pudding or a wild rice salad? I don't know.
You can order those and other foods, like pumpkin soup, to serve at home on Thanksgiving. But the rest of the year, Mitsitam Cafe is strictly an eat-in establishment. Prices are more than you'd pay at other cafeterias, but these three ladies say they would come back.
I had the pumpkin soup and pumpkin cornbread, and it was yummy. And she had
Butternut squash and pumpkin cornbread. It was very good.
I thought it was absolutely delicious, but it was very expensive. It was like a good restaurant, which I don't know if people expect to have when they go to a museum.
Inside a museum or not, there are foods here you won't find at any other Washington restaurant.
Can I try the house-ground buffalo and duck burger, please?
Even the hamburgers have a unique native flavor. Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.